Welcome to Quick Communication Tips. My name is Lorna McLaren with McLarenFormulaTraining.com, and we specialize in communication, stress, and the human factor. These quick communication tips are fast, fun, and focused, and they're designed to help you master the moment no matter what hits the fan. We've got people throughout North America, the UK, Australia, and New Zealand listening in. And to get your own quick communication tips delivered to you and for your feedback and requests, visit us at quickcommunicationtips.com. Enjoy. Welcome to part 2 of 20 tips to communicate with your teenager. In this session, we'll be covering tips 11 through 20. Sometimes during those teenage years, communication just gets more challenging. And these tips are designed to help you open communication, resolve conflict, and reduce stress for you and your teenager. Tip number 11, be specific when praising. When giving positive feedback or praising your teenager, the more general it is, the less impact it has. Instead, consider acknowledging the specific behavior or skill they used when praising them. Good defensive driving. You anticipated the other driver on the cell phone might run the red light and you were right. May have more impact than just saying good. And also, when more specific, it reinforces tip number 2, building their self-esteem, tip number 4, be a guide on the side, and tip number 5, reinforce positive attention. Tip number 12, watch your tone. When your tone of voice is negative and emotionally charged, your teenager may tune out your message and instead react to you being out of control. A calm, respectful tone of voice will better allow your perspective to be heard. Tip number 13, don't nag. A teenager's most common complaint with parents is the nagging. Now, teenagers don't always listen. They forget constantly. It's mentioned in scientific medical journals. So expect to experience the frustration of chronic reminder syndrome. Even when you're right, even when they know you're right, the teenager will resent it when nagged about it. Tip number 14, involve them in conflict resolution. Ask them what they see in the way of resolution. What would they do if they were you? Get them involved. It encourages negotiation and accountability. Besides, understanding different perspectives and creative problem solving is an excellent skill for them to have when they leave the nest, so give them some practice. Tip number 15, criticize in private. Being criticized in front of siblings, friends, or in public is rude and displays bad manners. Losing face in front of others may only motivate your teenager to resent you and themselves more. Tip number 16, prepare in advance. It is wise to take the time to think and prepare how to best communicate with your teenager. Sometimes we say things in a reactive mode or off the cuff, or perhaps we catch ourselves saying the same thing over and over again, like a record skipping, and wonder again why they don't listen. So take the time to prepare in advance. It's like a chess game. Forethought wins. Tip number 17, be objective, not personal. Example, by not providing your resume in time, you miss the opportunity to be considered for the job. That's objective. You're so lazy you didn't even get your resume there on time. When will you ever learn? That's personal. Tip number 18, change body language to reduce conflict. Body language is a powerful communicator when it comes to reducing conflict. Standing over them, in their space, pointing your finger down at them, or standing full on face to face, especially father and son, can increase stress. Try sitting down, equal eye level, stand to the side so shoulders are closer than torsos. Even tilting your head to the side communicates your openness to listen and decreases their defensiveness. Tip number 19, be the parent. It's great to be their friend, yet remember they need you as a parent. So call them on it when they go astray or when they go too far. Reinforce what is right and wrong. Talk to them and lead through example. Tip number 20, there is an end in sight. Being a teenager lasts 7 years, so coach them through it. Communicate with them. Don't be too hard on them or yourselves. Try to provide a safe environment for your teenager to grow and make mistakes. Sometimes we don't realize how much we needed, respected, or learned from our parents until we become adults. I hope these 20 tips have been helpful. Having a child is when we truly understand and experience the depth of love, yet when they reach those trying teenage years, remember, communication challenges are normal. You are not alone. Just do your best and trust the rest. Thank you for joining us for your quick communication tips, designed to help you master the moment no matter what hits the fan. Be sure to visit us at quickcommunicationtips.com. I'd love to get your comments and requests. My name is Lorna McLaren, and for any more in-depth training, come visit me at mclarenformulatraining.com. And remember, everyone, effective communication is a thinking person's sport.